Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching local Splash. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. My name is Mohammed Abdul Kader. I own the Kader Construction Company. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Good.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and just find the account here. Tell me, how can we help you?
Okay, so I called yesterday twice, and I talked to you guys. And then I have a customer. He sent me a beautiful review. I did some work for him. And it doesn't show up. And then they said they're going to talk to the Google. But
okay.
My question to you is, number one, I wanted to check and see if my company is online or not. Make sure. Number two, the link you guys sent me is really hard for the customer, because if he sent the link to customer, he has to log on the Gmail.
That's correct. They have to have a Gmail in order to leave a review on Google's platform.
Yeah, but I have the contractor last week. He did work for me, and I give him review. It's different. He just sent me a link. I click on the link. I go right away to his online, and then I did not need to log on Gmail. So I need something like that.
The reason is because you're probably already logged into your Gmail, so it doesn't require it because you're already logged in. If somebody doesn't have an email, right, and then it will ask them to log into an email, right? So let me check your account here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I told you the other company I did the review for them, so you don't need to log in Gmail. It's easy. They have easy link.
And where did they, or where did you leave a review for them, if I may ask?
Last week.
Yes,
contractor.
Okay, but was it on their Google Business profile? Was it on Yelp, for example, Angie's?
I don't know. No. He's online. That's it. He's like me. No?
Yes, but is it on Google, or where exactly? I'm sorry. I just need to make sure.
I don't have no clue. He sent me that, and I click on right away. I go to his page, and then I leave the review for him. So I lost a lot of review,
okay,
because
Mohammed,
some people don't have Gmail. Some people don't have Gmail. Some people, they don't know how to do Gmail, like all the people, they don't know. So I want something to be easy, and then so I can get more review. It's difficult for people, this link.
Yes, it is difficult for some people that, let's say elderly people, right, that don't know how to...
Yeah, I don't want something difficult. I want something easy.
I completely understand. I really do, Mohammed, right? I definitely noticed that some, let's say, elderly people have difficulties with emails, right? They're just not tech savvy, right? So I get exactly where you're coming from, Mohammed. I really do. Now, when it comes to the actual link that we sent you, since it's Google's policies, right, we can't have them just remove that, right? It's something that they require, unfortunately. And it's mainly to make sure that the reviews can be tracked to a legitimate person, right? So when that review, with that link, right, that they gave you, I'm not sure where it guided you to leave a review for them. I know you said it's online, but it's more than likely, right, it still requires an email. One thing can happen is when you press the link, if you're already using Chrome or Google or anything like that, more than likely you'll have already an email attached to that, right? So when you press the link, it didn't require you because you already logged in on Chrome, for example, right? Somebody else that isn't logged into Chrome, it will require them to leave a Gmail because it's Google's policy that if you want to leave a review, you have to have a Gmail. And again, it's because how about if they want to go ahead and contact you, right? Maybe dispute a review, for example, right? There has to be a way to contact the person in regards to that, okay? So I could definitely look into it, see if maybe there's a possible way. But again, I'm 99% sure that Google won't, let's say, you know, remove that policy, okay?
Okay, can you check for my review? I sent screenshot yesterday for your guys. And
yes,
I just called also the customer again, and he said he sees the review on his side, but doesn't show on my side, doesn't show, because I have 71 review, I have to be 72 by his, you know. So I don't know what's going on. I want to make sure, number one, my company is online, active.
That's correct.
And
it is online.
Because I pay for service, you know what I mean? So I'm not happy from yesterday, because I work hard for this review. That's where I can make money for a good review. I work hard for, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So I don't want to pay money, and then service is not complete.
So one way to check if your account is online, for example, right, you simply just put in your business name. And again, this is just to check if it's live, right? Of course, your clients and customers will find you by using keywords. But since you're the owner, right, and you just want to see, look, I want to make sure it's online, then you can definitely just do the fastest search, which is you just put your business name, right? And then, of course, that's when you'll be able to see it, right? So let me double check here. I'll also check.
Yeah, I did that
areas.
Before, but right now I don't know.
Awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So basically, right, when I just search excavating contractor in Louisville, for example, you're number one, okay? So you show up right away. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to search your business name directly, right? I could just put excavating in Louisville, for example, and you come up as number one. So that tells us right away that you are live, right? You can also mm-hmm. log into your Google Business profile. It will let you know if there's any issues. But again, I'm already logged into your Google Business profile, and it looks good. It looks strong. I know you sent in a screenshot, but we don't see a new review. Let me see. The newest review is from Elvis. I believe that's his name. 13.
No. That's like a month ago, I think.
That's
but the new one.
A little bit more about 13.
The new one.
Yeah, you made it clear.
The new one.
About 2 days ago, right, that they placed the review, and he sent you a screenshot.
Is yeah, it is yesterday. Yesterday.
Okay, perfect. Yes,
Jesse.
Awesome. So, yes, I see the notes here, actually. I do see the screenshot that you sent in. I also see the agent that you spoke with did the right thing and put in a report in regards to this, right? So they are looking
mm-hmm.
into it, okay? It's definitely in the works, for example, right? Normally, again, I believe the agent lets you know, right, that they're to be honest with you, normally, right, and this is something that should be happening, is if somebody leaves a review, it normally shows right away, right, within seconds.
Yes,
It just appears, right? Now, there are certain circumstances, right, that Google might want to flag those reviews and review them. And we've seen them take up to 14 days for a missing review to go live, right? So don't get me wrong, but definitely the agent, instead of waiting the 14 days, right, he already put in a request so our team can make sure to speak with our Google team and see what can be causing this issue, right? We did mm-hmm. send him in the actual screenshot that you sent in about the person, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
there are times, I believe I heard you say, right, that it's showing on his end but not on yours. Is that right?
Yeah, when I call him right now, again, and then he's a good customer. He's builder and I do work for him, you know. So, his review is very important to me because he's a huge company and I did an amazing job for him. So that review it means a lot to me.
Oh, yes. Every review means something, right? Especially if you respond to them, it actually helps you with your ranking as well. So, again, right, the agent that did, I believe he did let you know about the 14-day period that it can take. But as well, we actually already moved ahead of that, right? We've already started the process to see what could be
mm-hmm.
causing this for you, okay? So, unfortunately, we do have to give Google the time to see what could be causing the issue. The
mm-hmm.
only thing that I'm concerned about is the screenshot that you send in, right? It does show that they left a review somewhere, right? And
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't show the business name, which is okay. I'm definitely still sending this screenshot.
Yeah, right? his business name. One second.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, his business name is whatever. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the review, let me see.
So it shows Taylor, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on the review itself, it shows the business name, right? But it doesn't really show where it was posted, right? It just says that it was posted on somewhere, right? But it doesn't say if it was posted on yours, okay? So as you mentioned,
he went to Taylor Construction and he did that. So
mm-hmm. perfect. You mentioned you actually sent him the link, I believe you said, right?
Yeah, I sent the link I have, and he sent a link, and then and he said he's on his side, but it doesn't show,
Understood. Well, I really do thank you for that information. It is necessary.
Okay,
right?
the link they sent me. Did that expire? Have like some period of time expire? You have to renew it, or just same one like forever?
The tiny URL that we sent you, it should be permanent. For example, if you send it out to somebody, there should be no limit on how many times you can send it out, and it should stay. Yeah, there actually is no expiration date on the tiny URL. It's linked to the.
Can you send me another one so I can have? Can you send me another one so I can? Is that is possible so I can delete the old one I have and then maybe.
Okay, so you want me to send you the tiny URL again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you send me another link so I can delete all those I have and then have fresh one?
Yeah, I can resend you the link. It's going to be titled under Tiny URL Complete. Okay? And then you'll get it by text, and you should also get it by email, okay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the one I get by text all the time, that's why I copy and paste for the customer all the time. And
yeah.
Others, the one before him, right, I think... 1 month ago, something like that, I sent work for him, Alves, and I sent him the link. It's no problem. He just pop right away.
Yes. Again, that's the way
that's
it should be, right?
Yeah,
that's the way it should be. If somebody posts something, a review, it should go on there right away. So the only thing Perfect. So the only thing we could do is basically let Google know, look, we're missing reviews. Can we look into it? Here's an image of the missing review. And normally that does the trick, right? But there are times where Google, they let us know, you know what, we couldn't retrieve the review, right? So I do want you to be aware of that, but you might need to ask them to leave another review. And believe me, I know what you're going to say. He showed you, right? It shows on the client's end, but not on your end. So I am going to go ahead and make sure that they are also aware of that, right? I'm actually looking to see if maybe there's another Google Business profile under your name, right, for example, that he might have left the review.
I used to have a New Albany, Indiana site, but I deleted that because, you know, I didn't do a lot of work over there. So I'm like, where is that go over there to the Indiana, you know what I mean?
I do see another Google Business profile with the phone number 502-206-0434. Mm-hmm. Is that one also yours?
That is mine.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly mine. But I canceled that site because it's been a long time I pay for, and I didn't get the call. I didn't, you know, because I work a lot on Kentucky, and I do some work in Indiana, but that's why people, most of the time, they give me a review on Kentucky. So, and then I don't get called. I told, okay, I'm not going to keep paying money over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely understand. So it's definitely it's important to make sure to have one Google Business profile. Because if you have duplicates, they could also cause issues, right? So the one that I just confirmed with you, right, the one that has the 502-206-0434, do you still have access to that or no, I'm sorry?
I used to be also when I Google excavation in New Albany, and I see my name, but I see on the...
Yeah, this one's showing up the lowest.
22.
One's showing up the Louisville, Kentucky, right? And it shows up next to yours, right? So if you still have access to the one that has zero reviews, the one that ends in 0434, if you have access to that, I would recommend maybe to remove it, okay? The reason is because when I looked up in Louisville, right, and I'm sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, it shows both of your Google Business profiles, right? It has two. I'm not sure if you've seen that.
I don't have access to that.
You don't have access?
I never have access.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you can do something to remove it, it's better because I don't want that connect with this one.
Okay.
I don't want a review go over there.
I can ask my team to request access to it. That way they could remove it. It is a lengthy process, but it can be done. For example, we can go ahead and either merge them or just delete the one that has no reviews. Either way, there's no benefit to it, right?
Yes.
Because there's no reviews.
Yes.
So if you're okay with it, I can have my team claim it, right?
Yes.
That way
we can
have it removed. Because, again, that could also be causing issues, right? So I will go ahead and have our – again, we already went ahead with the agent that you spoke yesterday. He already made the report with Google. Now we just have to give them that time frame. Again, typically, unfortunately, right, we've seen them take up to 14 days. I haven't seen them take longer than that, right? So let's hope that works. But at the end of the day, it's basically Google's last word, right? They're the ones that decide what goes up and what doesn't, okay? So it doesn't mean we're not going to try. And believe me, we do have about a 90% success rate when retrieving reviews, right? So let's definitely be happy about that, right? So it's already been recorded. We just have to give it that time frame, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. So we'll update you as soon as we get an update from Google. Hopefully it's up there before we need to call you back, right? So before the 14 days, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. Well, I really appreciate your patience, and definitely we'll continue to work and make sure we get the rest of the reviews.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, definitely. Just let us know. We're here. That's what we're here, right, to see what we can do. We'll definitely be in touch at it, just so we can make sure everything is okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good day.
Okay.
Same to you.
You too. Bye-bye.